It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back for part three of Davin's Den. Some scamming scammers. Like I said before the break, it got pretty heavy, hot and heavy last week. Pretty graphic. The most graphic stuff we've heard.
From a scammer, absolutely.
Finally, fake Davin's getting the love he needs. All right, here's our song. Okie dokie, I am almost where I need to be, which is in another house, which I'm efforting for.
Yeah. All right,
trying to find where we last left off. It was on March 20th. All right, so we last spoke on March 20th, and last thing she said to me, we were saying goodbye to each other, and she gave me a bunch of hearts and kisses, and I responded, blah, blah, blah. So March 21st, we go to March 21st of 2021. She goes, "Hello, sweetie. How are you doing? I really miss you, my forever." A bunch of lips and kisses and all sorts of stuff. See, she misses her forever. See, she thinks this is going to work. You guys, only gave her, a month or so. And, we are now past a month. We started on February 20th. We are now on March 21st. So, once again, you guys underestimate the woo ability of fake Davin.
Yes, we did.
So this is...
We didn't think your fake Davin had as much game as he does.
Yeah, well, I always do. So this is at 5:23 on March 21st. We are about 37 minutes away from Morning Joe and Boomer and Gio. So I don't know what the hell I was watching. Probably watching CNN or something. You know, when Chris Cuomo was still in good standing. I said, "Good morning, baby. How are you?" And then I give her a bunch of XO. She goes, "I'm fine, honey. And you?" I go, "I'm good. Tell me about your friend's party. What did you guys do?" Remember, her friend was having a birthday.
Right.
She goes, "Sweetheart, please, can you tell me what you have experienced in military? Remember I had hinted that I was in the military in the past. We've not had a fake Davin with a military... We've not had a fake Davin with a military background, and she, of course, is on a peacekeeping mission for your U.S. Army, boys and girls, in the country of Yemen. So she does not want to be with a military man, but she seems to be into fake Davin, who does have a military background." Let's see. She goes, "Sweet, can you..." I go, "Honey, please, I will. Can't we keep it light for now? All you need to know is I am a good man who loves Michelle Rosalind. And I'm also a man of mystery, kids."
Black ops! Black ops.
You know what? You're going to be suspended for that comment.
Black ops matter.
Yeah, well, no, not on this show they don't.
okay.
She goes, "Okay, love you too, Davin." I get a bunch of lips and hearts. I give her a kiss emoji and some lips and hearts and all that good stuff. I go, "Tell me about the party from the other day, baby. Hun, where'd you go?" She goes, "Baby, I didn't go anywhere." Ooh. I go, okay, tell me about the party. I want to imagine I was with you as you celebrated. Let's hear about this party, Michelle. She goes, "We are all in camp celebrating my friend's birthday." Because, you know, when you're on a peacekeeping mission in Yemen and the terrorists are right outside the wire, there's still time for cake.
Unfortunately for me, I believe there's always time for cake.
There's always time for cake. I mean, obviously you would celebrate. I just don't know if I buy her store. I go, "Did you have cake?" I go, "Guess you were busy." She disappeared. Again, this is 8:43. She goes, "No, we didn't have any cake. Baby, I'm busy now. Talk to you later, okay? Honey, please, don't be angry with me." Again, she doesn't want me to be angry with her.
Yeah, that concerns me.
No! No, no! It should concern my wife. Finally, somebody who does not care that I'm angry. This is what I'm looking for. I hate to say it, kids. You know, I've tried to find the love in Ghana, and Asia, and Illinois, and all over the place. But I might have to run away to Yemen for this one. I go, not angry. She goes, okay, thanks so much, honey. Somebody, stop fucking texting me. She goes, okay, thanks so much, honey, for understanding me. Oh, of course, I missed you today. How are you? She goes, I miss you too, baby. I'm fine. And you, sweetheart? I go, excellent. Blow her a kiss. She goes, okay, honey, I love you. A bunch of heart emojis and lip emojis. I go, I love you more, baby girl. She goes, all right, where are you now, honey? I go, what'd you do today? I go, I'm home under the covers. She goes, okay, okay, honey. Sweetheart, what are you wearing now? She always wants to know what I'm wearing.
It's a really... Hello.
It's the Joe phone. It's set to 19...
What are you wearing, hotline?
It's set to 1988 office.
It's really unusual the way she always asks, what are you wearing? Like, that's her starter. And it's okay, because it's kind of a, you know, it's a fine way to jump in. But she's consistent, and she always does it the same way.
I think, when I hear, what are you wearing, I think she wants to get busy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's her starter.
Oh, okay. So
that's her way of an overture.
Yes. Now you and Joe think it's just for dick pics. You don't think she enjoys this at all.
No, I think she's trying to get you into sexy mood for dick pics.
You don't think she enjoys it at all, though.
I don't know, but she seems. I don't want to generalize. Because she doesn't seem to be like fake Davin when he's been making the moves on some loving talk with other ones. You know, it was more like softcore porn for women, kind of
right
way of talking. But this one is just like slam me up against the wall and jam me with your ham hock, baby. I mean, she's just like. Do me, you know?
But you think she's a woman?
I think it's a woman, but she's just a lot more wham bam. Thank you, Mister. There's no romance to it.
Oh, there's romance, baby. There's romance.
Is there gonna be romance?
I go, I am under the cover. She goes, okay, honey. Sweetheart, what are you wearing now? I go, jeans and a t-shirt. What are you wearing? She goes, baby, I'm wearing military uniform. That's hot. I go, I'd love to see a picture of you in it. Obviously, I want to see some fucking photos. She goes, okay.
Yeah.
I go, really? Yay. She goes, you know it is not allowed here, baby. Of course you can take pictures in your uniform.
Of course you can.
You shouldn't post it on social media, but you could send it to your boyfriend, your significant other. So I go, well, you should not post it, but OPSEC allows you to send it to loved ones, operational security. I'm giving a little military operational security. No, it's okay, baby. You're good.
Wait a minute. What was that? OPSEC?
Funny. She goes, every night I go to bed wishing for sweet dreams of you, but when I wake up, I'm glad that our love is a reality. I am truly blessed to be able to call you my love. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She is.
I go, aw, I'm glad you found me, baby. I won't post your picture. I will protect you. She goes, okay. I go, cool, baby. These are the pictures she sent, Pip. Let me know if you could see these.
See. Can you see them? Is it too much of a
glare?
No,
I can't really. Wait a second. I'm seeing up a little bit. I'm seeing, like, it looks like she's wearing, like, fatigue shorts?
No. She's wearing camo jeans and a shirt without sleeves. She looks more like she's dressed for a movie than actual fucking
combat. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, is that a workout or is that you're in the military? That's some bullshit, is what that is.
I mean, no. I mean, this girl is holding one picture's a rifle, another one's a handgun. But
okay.
I don't know any real military that are sending these glam photos.
No, just because she's holding those weapons, she could be a gangbanger and she just happens to like camo. I mean, who the fuck knows?
So what do you think she says after this?
ask you to, again to keep him private. Well, wait, wait. Maybe she's going to ask again to see your privates.
She goes, baby, if I ask you to send me your dick pic, you will say no.
Asking to see private fake Davin.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you did not like the other dick pic, but plenty of, well, maybe she just really likes this dick.
Well, you know what? It was just that particular one looked odd to me.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have many to compare it to. So she wants another dick pic, and you and Joe think she has ulterior motives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I go, if we fool around and we really get into it, I will, baby. I'm not some porn star who readily takes pictures of his dick, LOL. How many other men sent you dick pics?
I would be really interested in if you had gotten her another one, if she would notice if they were different.
I'd be interested if...
You're the connoisseur.
I'd be interested to know if I could tell if they were different.
I'd be interested to know, too.
She goes, what do you mean by that? Stop that, please. I go, I mean, is that something you did with your other boyfriends? I'm not judging. It is flattering. She goes, I don't like it. I don't like it, okay? She does, I am insinuating she's a whore. But in my defense, she is constantly after my dick pics. Like, first of all, I've never sent a dick pic. I don't think I've ever been asked for a dick pic. But I certainly don't know of anybody who's that into dick pics. Usually when girls get it, they're like, oh, gross. And they show it to their other girlfriends and they laugh about it.
That's what happens with dick pics.
Yes, which is why when I take a dick pic, it is always of somebody else's dick.
Smart man.
Yes. I go, sorry, I did not mean to offend, baby. She goes, baby, why should you say that? While you know that you are my forever. Well, I know that now. I go, I've never met a woman that loves them like you do.
But you know what? That's frank, but it's also vaguely insulting. I've never known anybody to like dick like you.
Why is that insulting?
It just sounds like, boy, you sure do like a whole bag of dicks, don't you? One won't satisfy you, you big slut bag. You need all the dicks.
All the dicks. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom.
All the dicks. Give me all of the dicks.
She is for cocky, and cocky is for me. Cocky, cocky, cocky starts with she. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Slurp, 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 slurp.
I go, I've never done anything like that before you. She goes, what will I do with another man, honey? I go, I don't want another man, honey. I assure you, I don't want any man. I meant before me, baby.
I don't want any man.
Now, if you've noticed, we are not talking about the military right now, which is what she wanted.
Yeah, she really does not want to talk about that.
No. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, she doesn't want to talk about it because she knows jack about it.
No, but she does want to know about my military experience.
Yours?
Yes.
Because then she can learn more about how to talk about it.
Oh, possibly. She goes, baby, I know you're doing it because of me. I go, I am. I'm flattered. I'm just a bit shy. She goes, okay, honey, I understand. But you don't have to be shy when you are talking to me, sweetheart. I go, I know, honey, and I blow her a kiss. Look at this. She's trying to unwrap me. Like a day-old tuna fish sandwich. You know, just reveal the saran wrap, peel back the soggy white bread, remove the lettuce, and then there's nothing but warm, mayonnaise-y tuna fish. Oh, what, you don't have a tuna fish sandwich lying around and within reaching distance?
Oh, that's right. I left one in my bag since yesterday. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm sure. She goes, okay. So what are you doing now, baby? I go, I'm under the covers in the dark talking to my queen. I called her my queen.
I know. I that's a nice touch because yes. I know they go for that.
Yes. Well, that's what they call their victims, queens, kings, always royalty.
Yes.
She goes, okay, honey. I go, what are you doing? She goes, honey, I want to ask you a question, please. Oh, a question. I go, okay. She goes, baby, what do you experience in military? Honey, please, don't be angry with me. I love you. Damn it! She's back.
Please send me pictures of your dick and talk to me slowly about your military experience.
Honey, honey, I didn't serve, but my dick did.
Oh, tell me more about its artillery practices. Oh.
Is that a cock or a grenade? It looks like it's going to go off.
Either one.
I go, oh, honey, I will tell you someday, I swear. It's just from a past life, you know. And she gives me a bunch of lips and hearts. Do you like the strategy of playing hard to tell that I'm doing?
Of playing, what do you mean?
Like I'm not giving it right up to her. I'm playing hard to tell.
Oh, no. I think that's really good because then the more she has to ask for it, the more she shows her hand what she's looking for. So we can figure out what her strategy is.
Well, I mean, her strategy is love.
Okay.
I go, I really just want to focus on us. She goes, but I would like to know it. Please, sweetheart. I go, why is it so important, baby? She goes, nothing, honey. Just want to know. Or are you hiding something to me, sweetheart? I'm hiding quite a bit from you, my dear. As you are to me. I go, it's a painful memory. I hate thinking about it. She goes, baby, just tell me, please. I go, yes, I am hiding something. I am really a woman.
Did you say that?
I did say that. She goes, I don't understand you, please. You said you were a woman. How? I go, you figured me out. I'm not a man. I'm really a woman with huge tits.
Wait, you're saying this as a joke. You're not saying this is like you're... This is transfic, Davin, are you?
I'm saying this is what I wrote to her.
Okay, I'm confused now. Okay, go ahead, I'm intrigued.
She goes, wait, you mean you're a woman? Send me your real picture! Because yeah. I'm going to have to change to a man. I'll be right back with another profile.
Hold on, let me zip on my other human suit. There we go. I have the corrected genitals now.
I laugh. I go, I'm kidding. You said I was hiding something. She goes, baby, tell me what I want to hear from you, please. I go, you've seen me. Maybe you're not the lady in the picture. Maybe you were an African lady.
Oh, I like that.
She goes, what? I don't understand you. Are you well at all? I'm fine, thanks. I go, we have to trust. But if you are not the girl in the picture, you can tell me. I won't be mad, but I am the guy in the picture, 100. So again, I'm giving her the out after a month.
Yes.
Just tell me. Come on.
I won't be mad. Just lay it on the line. You know, I mean, which is good because Belinda actually gave it up and said who she really was. You never know.
You know, we're just two hucksters talking shop here. Tell me what's going on.
I like that.
She goes, are you trying to insult me or what? I go, of course not. It is you who accused me of hiding something. She goes, I'm the lady in the picture, honey. I go, swear on your life? Baby, she goes, I swear with my life, I'm the lady in the picture. Well.
Okay.
I feel like this person should be dead.
What do you mean?
I don't believe her. And she swore on her life.
No.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, no. Autopsy.
Yes. I go, okay, baby, from your lips to God's ears, may he strike you fucking dead.
She started looking around. That cloud looks peculiar.
A little ominous. She goes, okay, honey, so can you tell me now, please? I go, when do I get to hear your voice, my love? Long story short, I was in the army and I was dishonorably discharged.
Oh.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. I like bad boy fake Davin.
Bad boy fake Davin. Who's trying to do? Who does good deeds now? But you know.
But he's trying to redo his persona. He's trying to what is the word for when you're like remaking your person and you're trying to. Do better, not resurrect. You're trying reinventing, but like you're trying to like in church, you're trying to yourself better. What's redeem yourself?
Redeem yourself.
You're looking for redemption.
I was going to say bang little boys, but your answer's better.
Oh, God. That is not the path to redemption, Fake Devin. No. Everything, put that little boy down.
Everything all right, Joe?
So a little bit more later.
All right. I just gave up. First of all, she wanted another dick pic. She sent me pictures of her, but I don't believe they're her. Very pretty girl. I don't believe they're her. She kept on pestering me about my military background, and I just told her I was dishonorably discharged.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you say why?
Not yet. No.
We're gonna get that.
She goes, baby, I don't understand you, please. Of course if she was in the Army, she would know what that is. She would go, why were you dishonorably discharged? What did you do? I go, I got kicked out. She goes, make me understand, please, sweetheart. All right. I don't think she's really in the military, kids. Something tells me she's not really on a peacekeeping mission. Oh, and also this. She also swore in her life that she was in that she was the girl in the picture. And I said, from your lips to God's ears.
He gave her an out. He said, you know, come on, you can tell me, I won't be mad. Maybe you're an African lady and not the lady in the picture. And she was like, oh, how dare you?
My word. My honor and integrity. How dare you, sir?
Oh, she was also upset that Fake Devin thought that she might have been fishing for dick pics with her past boyfriends. And she was like, what? What, me? The connoisseur of dicks? I was not fishing for dick. No. Just you, my forever king.
Well, I've never been so insulted. My word. No, I don't want your iTunes card.
I really don't like it when you call me Count Dickula.
Count Dickula. Wow. Yeah, all right.
Count Cockula?
No, we got it. We got it. Relax. And this is why Ted Cruz doesn't like Muppets. She goes, make me understand, please, sweetheart. I go, call me and I'll tell you. I want her to call me. I want to hear her now. She goes, baby, but you know that we are not allowed to make call here because of security reasons. And then once again, she gives me the fakakta bullshit, made up military rules that was like scrawled that like some moron fucking wrote. So she sends me this, that. I go, you can. I know the protocol. Stop showing me that rubbish. If you don't want to talk to me, just say it. So, once again, I'm
like that.
What? Stop showing me that rubbish?
Well, I like that line, but I really like that now you have concocted this military background for Fake Devin, so she can stop. You can call her on all of the different protocol that she's pretending are in place that don't exist.
Yeah, you would think she would have to adjust her game for this.
You'd think.
She goes, baby, it's not allowed here, please. I go, it is, Michelle. You just don't want to. Maybe you don't love me. She goes,
wow.
She goes, that's why I ask you to request for my leave to our commander. Baby, stop saying that. I don't love you. I like it, please. I don't like it, please. I go, I told you that. I go, that is a terrible idea. Ugh, it is frustrating. You want my dick pic, but you won't talk to me. It really hurts.
I just love that she requests you to write her commander to get leave. Like, you know, Swiss character. That oh, of course.
But I told you guys, that's what they do, and they get a lot of money that way. Because people don't know. They say, because then the commander says, you know, oh, you got to pay X amount of money, and then they send it. Which makes those. Are you in the military, or are you an indentured servant?
Yeah, really. It really does. I mean, I think that once word got around that, you know, the military didn't have the up-to-date equipment, you know, they didn't have the things that they needed, that all of a sudden it was open season on saying, oh, yeah, I'm in the Army, but I have nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it made that plausible.
Well, they often say that they're hungry and they need money for food. They say all that shit. You're right. You might have a point there. I go, you want my dick pic, but you won't talk to me. It really hurts. I go, maybe I'm nothing but a long, hard cock to you. And then I give her a crying emoji.
All dicky, no doggy.
Oh, it's a dicky. Oh,
dicky.
That was only four people at a package goods store. Pompton Plains got that reference. Anyway. You know, Joe, you know how we were talking about sometimes? You know, the band will record stuff that wasn't meant for consumption when they were just working shit out. Like somebody recorded this shit. That was me and Pip. We did a little sketch. We did a little sketch in our formative years where I was little Dicky and she was she was the teacher, and it was. It was before, you know, it was before every teacher was fucking the students. So we were doing like these double entendres in front of the beer at a package goods store for Gonzo. We did a fucking sketch and it was Dickie!
Wait, but that wasn't the end of it because we turned that in as a writing sample.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
It should have been turned into a urine sample.
Much more successful as a urine sample. I think it was for that place at that Gator, RJ Gator's. I think we turned it in as a writing sample for that fiasco.
I can't give you an A based on this urine sample. I can only give you a hepatitis C.
Oh my God!
We handed that in. We handed that trash in. Wow!
We did.
God,
we needed a writing sample. Neither of us had anything.
Oh,
that's what we used.
Oh, Dickie! Oh no!
Oh, Dickie, he's such a naughty boy.
Oh, I don't think we'll get that talented Joe Curry to join us now. Not with this writing sample.
I think we've shot our shot. Ooh.
We'll never get Joe Curry now. You know, people call up the radio and say they're him. He's a big deal.
No, believe me, you would have got me. I was busy covering Jody's group. Any port in a storm at that point. That's why most of us went out to Jersey that day.
Joe.
Right? Yes.
Joe just wanted to be a man in an alligator suit and a badly themed Florida chain. That's all Joe was looking for.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, Lisa One-Eye is in the chat. She says, I just walked in on a dick comment. What appropriate timing. Yeah.
Oh, Lisa.
Perfect timing.
Oh, Lisa, show a little dicky what you have, Lisa. Now, Joe. Joe, in my defense, Pip did have acting experience. She should know a shit script when she sees one.
I knew it, but it was very funny to me because it was so juvenile.
Let me tell you something. When you have an idea that you think is gold, when we had Art of the Topless, and Dawn Cumier and I go out and we do Guido's, so we could be heroes. And the thing was DOA, and we had to finish the song at 3. We thought it was going to be great. It was off. And then Patrick goes on to go, yeah, when we do it again.
Well, Pip and I, though we were very proud of ourselves, that never appeared again, which is why next record store day, Pip and I will be releasing an album, and that will be on there. Heard only once.
Seen only once.
Guido's on there, too.
Oh, God.
That was the Bar Nine Nights, you know, when Opie and Anthony, and I go, Ant's there, and I go, was it that bad? Yeah, he goes, pretty. Yeah, was that bad? It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, I've got plenty of embarrassing moments to put on this particular record. The worst hits.
You got a lot of them on this show. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
I go. Maybe I'm nothing but a long, hard cock to you. She goes, I will talk to you whenever we see in person. So she's not going to talk to me on the phone. We got to wait in person. I go, we should talk soon. I go, we should talk sooner. Am I nothing more than a dick to you?
Well, if you ask me.
Well, but we're not. Nobody's asking you. Stifle yourself. We did not pose it to you, sir.
Oh, you walked right into that.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now look at her. Now we got to fucking stop the show while she recalibrates. Here we go. Good. Hope you're happy now, stupid. You just added 10 minutes to the fucking show, and Mr. Healy's going to come in there later on with the lights are off, and he's going to step in a puddle. I hope you're fucking pleased with yourself, stupid.
Okay.
That's what Pip sounds like when she's done with sex. Okay.
Hey, what did Gonzo think of the bit?
He was happy we were there. I don't recall an attaboy. Listen. We were performing in front of like a half a dozen people in front of the beer cooler. What does he fucking care?
Funny.
Yes. And that's how Pip got this gig. She goes, since you don't want a request for my leave, baby, stop saying all this you were saying. I don't like it, please. I go, don't put this on me, Michelle. I just want you to love me for me, not my dick. If you love me, you'll get all of me. My dick, too!
That's
Oh, he's a punny man. He is a punny man, that Joe Curry.
It's a package deal.
You know, you put that to music, I might call you Paul. All right, let's continue. She goes, Davin, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. I love you to the extent that I cannot control myself again. Stop saying that I didn't love you. I don't like it, okay? I go, I hope so. I'd hate for you to foolish me.
Funny.
I hope this is real, as real for you as it is for me. Because it's real for me, kids. She goes, okay, honey. Baby, listening. Tell me what I want to hear from you, please. I mean the military experience. I go, what does it matter? Don't you love me for who I am now? Are you gone? She goes, honey, sorry so late for responding. Baby, since you don't want to tell, you forget about it. Love you. Bunch of kisses and hearts. I go, you just leave in the middle of conversations. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, we're talking. I say something and you're not there. She goes, so sorry, honey. It will not happen again. Is that our commander called us together? I go, okay. You do it during conversations and during sexy talk. It is unsettling. Just at least say bye.
Don't leave me hanging.
Sure.
Literally.
She goes, okay, honey, I'm sorry. It will not happen again. I promise. I go, okay. I go, 2 days ago, you left me with my dick in my hand, LOL. She goes, are you there? Baby, forget about that, okay? Where are you now, baby? I go, it is hard to forget being left holding your dick, LOL. All right. I think, let's see. All right.
You're going to leave us holding your dick?
Yeah, I think that's a good place.
I think that is a good place, actually.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do one more day. I'll do it because it's very short. I'll do one more day. I'll do the
Oh, God, that's a foot race.
Well, if we're talking about my dick, it should be a foot race. Anyhow. She asks, I go, home, honey. It is late here. She goes, yes, honey. But please, I'm sorry. It will not happen again. I promise. I go, okay. I go, next time you'll hold my dick. And I give her a winky emoji. She goes, what time is it there now? I go, it's 2 in the morning. What time is it there? She goes, 9:05 p.m. here now, honey. I go, at night? She goes, yes, honey. I go, what are you doing? And I go, you did it again. You just left in the middle. I don't know, Michelle. I don't know if I can do a relationship like this. You just promised me and then did it again. Now that's a good place to leave.
Yes. Oops, I did it again. I played with your dick.
Oh, thank you?
You're welcome.
So what do you got? What do you guys think of these latest developments?
I like the way that you're flipping this around and making yourself be, or make in fact Davin be the military person, and this person you'd expect to be scrambling to try to like up their game with that. Nah, still shitty.
I just think it's interesting that she's asking you to ask her commander to go on leave. Very, very odd. I mean,
but that's standard. We haven't done it on this show, but I assure you that a standard operating procedure for scammers who pretend that they are in the military. As far as that's concerned, she is textbook.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But, yeah, she's not good at it, though.
But, yeah, I mean, the real tell is, I tell her I was dishonorably discharged, and it, basically she's like, that does not compute. Like
she, honey, what does that mean? Honey, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't understand what that means?
She should know what that means.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's a pathetic excuse.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, this is a slow burn, slow build, but she is into me. I think this one's going to last, kids. I mean, I don't know if I buy her story, but I think it's going to last.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this story.
Are you?
I like this plot line.
Okay. Oh, I aim to please. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Fredico, Russ Fredico, for his continued support. Also,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
His son did very well in their endeavor to raise money by selling popcorn and various things. He sent me.
Oh, that's fantastic! Yes. Oh, damn it! Get some.
You didn't order anything?
No, I forgot.
Oh, bad job by you.
I know it was a bad job on me. I meant to.
I think I did too.
I wound up making a donation, but I didn't want any popcorn or anything. I just donated in their name, so they got money, and I didn't want any of the popcorn.
Shoot, I would have got popcorn.
Well, you blew it. What do you want me to tell you? All right. Side-splitting productions. It's holiday season. You want a comic to come to your house, entertain? Of course you do. Office party? Of course you do. Can even do it on Zoom. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call 551-404-3094, and we will hook you up for a fantastic party. Joe, where will you be the next 2 weeks?
I will be Santa Claus Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday night, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club. 7 o'clock show. Go to governors.com for information. Should be a fun time.
Yeah, should be a fun time. Hopefully, Joe will have a bunch of Santa gigs, and one or two of them will be hell gigs. Well, it is that time of the year. The Santa hell gig stories. Those are always fun.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's not fun for him,
but we enjoy them.
I look forward to the text where, like, I'm going to need 15 minutes at the top.
We'll see.
We can only hope. All right. Friday, December 3rd, I'll be in Windsor Locks, Connecticut at the Skyline Restaurant. For tickets, call 860-623-9296. Saturday,
that's a good place.
It is a good place. I think this will be my third time. Saturday, December 4th, I'll be in Wappinger Falls, New York at the Hidden Rose Catering. I think it's sold out, but I'm not sure. For tickets, call 845-416-1545. And Wednesday, December 8th, I'll be doing a side-splitting production show, my company, at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. And those shows often sell out, so you want to get tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. Pip, will we be seeing you? You have been known to pop in there when I am at the Andiamo.
Well, since I am sans transport a lot of the time these days, we'll have to see.
Your friend Gail made some noise that she might be interested in going.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, because she knows Andiamo, and she was interested in seeing me. She had mentioned that on Facebook, so maybe if you want to go, reach out to her. Maybe you guys can go together.
What was the date again?
Wednesday, December 8th.
And we're off the 7th, right?
We're off the 7th because I'm being a good daddy, and I'm going to see my daughter's concert. And if she's good at the high school, maybe I'll see her at the neighboring high school and the other high school. I'll be like Joe. I will just follow the performances around, and I will try to get tickets for as many shows as possible.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, honestly, I don't think my daughter gives a shit if I'm there or not, to be honest. But then again, if I'm not there, I don't want to be a point of therapy, 10 years down the road. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, I did, every time I was in a play or a concert or something like that, my mom couldn't be there because it was during the day. But if it was at night, my mom would try to get there after work, and I would see my mom in the audience, and it would make me feel good. Always made me feel good. So, to be there, it's an important thing.
No, yeah. I mean, listen, she's never going to say it means a lot to me. And I've missed stuff before when I'm away, but you know what? I was at one concert she had in the summer, but other stuff's been canceled. I think it's important that I'm there so she can ignore me afterwards. Yeah. And I look forward to hearing it. She's very good. I mean, she's very good. And her art is insane.
What instrument does she play?
A violin.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she made all county again, and like she was told, don't expect to make all county because they're taking less students this year. More students are trying out for it than ever before, and if all the scores are equal, they're gonna you know give it to the upperclassmen, and she's a lowerclassman. So she really wasn't expecting to get it, but she made honor. So you know she's kicking ass.
Wow! Awesome.
Good.
Yeah, and she's a really good art. She's really good at drawing and sketching too. She's got a lot of talents, So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see how what she does. We'll see.
You're doing a good job, Dad.
I'm not doing. Listen, the music and the drawing talents have nothing to do with this side of the family. The sarcasm and not wanting to deal with people, guilty.
You know what the funny thing is that my when I was up with the family, we were talking about my dad was not a great speller. My brother was telling me he was an awful speller. This, that, and the cavalry wasn't that great. He had a fantastic knack with numbers. I never got that. My mom was, you know, fantastic with spelling the language and stuff like that. I never got that. I missed two traits I really could have used. Totally missed the fucking boat on that shit.
But was there any musical talent in the family?
My mom played piano. So that's how I took it up, you know, because it was there.
So my father was like a Juilliard musician. I think he played on...
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he was...
I didn't know that either.
He played the trombone.
Okay.
So...
Really?
So, yeah, so there's a lot of musical talent there. And on my wife's side, there's a lot of artists. Well, we actually have some of them in the house. So, I mean, she really gets the talents from that. Now, it's weird, though. She's afraid to talk in front of people. So she hasn't gotten over that fear. But she is funny, I'm told. But so I don't know what she's gotten from me. She was a good athlete, but she has no desire to run. So she doesn't get that from me either. So I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. She's doing well. Anyway, all right, so we're going to be off next Tuesday, as Joe said. We'll be back on the 14th. We will finish out the month of December, so we'll be with you the rest of the month. We'll keep it going on. We look forward to spending time together with all of you. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching. And...